Do you really want to live your life with a 9-to-5 type of life? Go to work, go home, watch TV, smoke, drink, party? Or do you want your life to be more meaningful?
This is the Emerent Podcast, where we empower you to choose yourself because there's no other human being that's more important in this world than you. This might sound selfish, but it's not. If you believe that choosing yourself is selfish, then I want you to know that self first isn't selfish, and I will tell you why. Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of The Emerent Podcast. I'm your host, Emerent Victoria Odendala, and oh my goodness, I missed you guys. I know it's been like 2 weeks that I did not post anything, or 3 weeks now, but you know, after my Las Vegas trip, I just needed some time for my mental health, for my emotional health. A lot of things have been happening in my personal life, and I just wanted to come here and say hello. I took a social media break. It's like a social media fast where I just want to be able to just enjoy nature, enjoy life as it is, and just remove a lot of noises that I've been having in my head, and most of them happen to be because of social media. So if you are listening to this and you know me, I'm very, you know, I try my best to be consistent, but it was time for me to just press the hold button. Now today I've been planning to come back, but I've been trying to also figure out the best way to come back. And I have been listening to my voice memos. I figured that I had a singleness series in my phone, which dated back to 2020, 2019, 2018. But this one is dated from 2020, and I was 23 years old, and today I am 27, going 28 in like 2 months or so. But I just wanted you to listen to my 23-year-old self. And I'm going to come back and give you some tips and tricks on, you know, what I learned so far. And, you know, now I am in a relationship, but in that singleness series, I am not. And I'm 23 year old, and I am giving you guys advice on how to enjoy your singleness. So there's more than 5 parts. So I'm going to do this and, you know, post it at least once or two per week or once per week. I'm still gonna figure it out. But you know, if you don't want to miss any, just subscribe, and don't forget to share to anyone that needs it. So tune in.
Hey guys, I am going to talk to myself. It's 11:34. We're the February 26th, 2020. This is my first time recording myself, my thoughts, because I mean, I'm starting to do this because I feel like whenever I am thinking about something and I want to write it down, I keep on forgetting. So I'm about to go to bed. Tomorrow I'm working at 12 p.m. till 8 p.m. And apparently there's going to be a storm, but it's pretty much decent outside. There's not a lot of snow, and it stopped snowing. And I'm just, you hear that sound? That's my little heater. It's for office space, but in my room it's perfect because I can sleep like a baby after. Anyways, today I want to talk about how being single, it's something that people take for granted. I want to say that being single is actually perfect. It's wonderful. It's not that being in a relationship is bad, but I feel like a lot of people want that relationship because we want to feel wanted. And I feel like you should be enough for for yourself. You should. There's a lot of things that you can learn from just being single, just having that no from people that you like. I mean, I liked pretty much a lot of men in my life, but the one that I liked the most didn't want me the way I wanted him, and it hurts, you know. And it made me realize that, yo, it's not everyone that's gonna like me. It's not everyone that sees my worth. And shout out to Michelle Obama. She said something that I will never forget in my life on the Oprah podcast that I listened recently. She said that you have to find the person that has the same value as you. You know, I mean, if you guys don't have the same value, if you just want to be wanted and that's it, you're not gonna last. So in order for you to know your value, you have to get to know yourself. And in order to get to know yourself, you have to know a lot of things. You know, I have done so many personal evaluation. I've been evaluating myself. I read about myself sometimes. Like, I would write about things that I like and things that I don't. And sometimes I ask myself, like, why do I even like that? Like, am I even normal? Like, I don't think I'm normal sometimes, but you know, whatever. It's not every woman that looks fly that would watch anime, binge watch One Piece, or even My Hero Academia. Like, shout out to everyone that likes those the mangas and animes. Shout out to y'all. But in a way, it's like, being single is actually, it's probably something that you would like to obtain and really cherish. It's a season in your life where you want to just explore yourself. Like, do you really want to live your life with a 9-to-5 type of life? Go to work, go home, watch TV, smoke, drink, party? Or do you want your life to be more meaningful? I mean, that's the moment where you don't have any extra, how can I say it, extra responsibilities. Like, you don't have to care. Like, you don't care. Well, you don't have to care about what other people think, especially if you're in a relationship. You would like to be there for that person, but then now you have all the time in your work for yourself. What are you doing with it? You know, like, yes, it's good to go on dates and stuff like that, but focus on things that are more important. I mean, it's just me. It's not everyone that likes books, it's not everyone that likes to cook, it's not everyone that likes to do etc. or whatever. You like things that you yourself like. And I feel like if you just feed that energy, you know, we all have that energy of going far in life. And I feel like if you focus on that while you're single, it's going to be perfect. Like, you're going to actually go far and you're actually going to find value in yourself. I mean, I started working out again. And just keep myself busy. You know, you get a new job, you start thinking and you get frustrated because you are not where you want to be in life. But you know, I have at least like 80 years in this world. You know, what am I gonna do for this 80 years? Those are the things that I think about, and those are the things that people should start thinking about when they're single. They should be able to enjoy the fact that you have this freedom that you're probably not gonna have in a few years. I mean, yes, you can like marry someone and then divorce, but that singleness that you're gonna have, it's not gonna be the same as being young, beautiful, you know. You just want to explore and have that energy to go out there, you know. And us women, our body changes real fast when we grow. So you want to have a routine, create a routine, create a mindset, and just be who you want to be in life. And then, you know what? That partner that you want will come. I mean, me, I'm not stressing about it. I'm not even thinking about it. But when a man comes in my life, I want to know, do you have the same value as I do? Do you have dreams? Do you want to go far in life and not just settle down, you know? Me, I will never, never settle down. I feel like settling down is just something that is for lazy people. No, I'm joking. If you want to settle down, that's fine. But I mean, even with kids, even with a big family, even like, I don't see myself settling down. Even when I'm 80 years old, I want to be able to work. And by working, it's like I'm teaching people how to live their life even more because of all the experiences that I have. I want people to interview me. I want people to get to know the mastery that I've gained. And, you know, don't make the same mistakes as I did. Like that type of things, you know, I want to be a source of wisdom, like that big wisdom. Like right now, I think I'm wise enough, but I feel like I'm going to be wiser when I'm going to be older, you know? So yeah, enjoy your singleness. Try to get to know yourself. On my next episode, I'm going to talk about things that you can do for personal development. I actually have 2 apps online that you can do some few quizzes to get to know yourself. And then after that, well, you know, you can go from there and try to see what you want to do. Don't forget to follow my Instagram. It's at theemerence.com. No, it's actually at the Emirates, that's all. Anyways, I'm very, very, very happy that you tuned in tonight. Have yourself a good night, and I'll see you tomorrow.
Okay, first of all, who was I trying to seduce at 23-year-old? I am so done. Every time I listen to this voice memo, even though that was my second time listening to it, I was smiling. I cannot believe that came out of my mouth. But you know what? This memo, I barely edited anything. Seriously, this whole podcast episode, I am barely editing anything. The only thing that I'm editing is my mouth not being able to actually pronounce the words right. As you can tell, I am not fluent in English, and I am bilingual, and I also can understand some other languages, but I'm not 100%, you know, a speaker of that language. So please understand. But one thing that I wanted to say, that am I still thinking the way that I was thinking when I was 20 years old? Yes, I do think the same way. I still think that being single is the best thing that you can ever do in your life. It's the best gift that you can ever give yourself. Now that I'm in a relationship, I do see the stuff that I need to work on still. But I also think that I can work on it while I'm in a relationship. Now, just going back to what I was sharing, you know, we get in a relationship because we want to feel wanted. And yes, that is true. A lot of people are not able to stay and be single and be alone because they equal singleness with aloneness. But singleness does not mean that you're alone. You should actually get in a relationship knowing that you are enough. And honestly, you're not going to always find people that believe that they're enough. So just be careful when you're choosing a partner. When choosing a partner, the most important thing is having the same values, because if you're not on the same page on the values district, then, you know, you're going to struggle. So that, and the most important thing, know yourself. Like I was saying, I did a lot of self-reflection, self-discovery, all of these things. Actually, when I started my coaching programs, it was really based on knowing yourself, and I was guiding my clients on how to get to know themselves. But this is gold. I had fun listening to myself, and I hope you did too. If you liked it and you want more, just let me know. But the next podcast episode will basically be the part 2 of this voice note. So we are going back in time and listening to myself speak for I don't know how long. They're mostly under 10 minutes, but with me hopping in and talking to you guys is more. But yeah, if you have any questions and if you like it, please leave a comment. I am here and I am listening. So tune into the next episode, and don't forget to subscribe, follow, and like. All right. Take care of yourself and I'll see you next time. And remember, self first isn't selfish. Bye-bye.